You may know this, but the British happen to take their gardening skills very seriously. As is said across the pond, doing wonders with the garden is very, very high praise. Now, Jacob McVicar happens to do wonders beyond wonders. She's said to be the most accomplished herb gardener in England, where she grows some 300 different ones. When Jekka talks herbs, we listen, especially when she's got so much to say about the herbs that are so easy to get right now. Jekka, good to have you back.
Lovely to hear you.
You know, I was on your website and I was looking at sage. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that there were that many different kinds of sage.
Sage is salvia officinalis.
Ah, a medical herb. Okay.
Yes, another medical herb. And sage is wisdom. Salve means to heal. And so it is steeped in such huge history. The Chinese would barter you anything you wanted for a barrel of sage. Hmm. Sage is considered one of the most healing herbs. Now, for you at home, if you've got sore throat or sore mouth or sore gums, it is absolutely fantastic as a mouthwash, wonderful as a gargle. 3 leaves into a cup, add boiled water, let it stand for 5 minutes, strain, let it cool down, gargle. And please don't worry if you swallow your gargle, because sage actually feeds the memory. I mean, it's another memory one. But sore gums, you've been to the dentist, you know, and you want to make your teeth pearly white. That's how the Romans cleaned their teeth. They
with
actually
sage.
Rubbed leaves. Yeah, with sage. And children, when I have children around, you know, I teach them this and they think it's wonderful. And then you get things like Salvia elegans scarlet pineapple. And that's a pineapple scented sage. And I don't know if you have over there in the USA things like a sweet candy called pineapple chunks.
No.
When you smell it, it's just like pineapple. How nature does it, I don't know. And it has scarlet flowers. I mean, whoa. You know, really makes you go, poof. And then there's a tangerine scented sage. And there's a blackcurrant scented sage. And then there's a broadleaf sage. And if you've ever been to Italy, one of the best dishes you can have is fresh pasta. You take it out the pan. And then you add to your hot pan some olive oil and some chopped sage, and you throw the pasta back in, then lob it onto your plate, put your parmesan on top. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, it's so simple. And here in the UK, you told me, I think last few times ago, that you use rosemary with pork. Here we use sage with pork. And you make meatloaf, don't you?
Yes.
And so you could chop sage into your meatloaf, and that would be really nice, with a little bit of nuts as well, with a bit of walnut. And what's interesting also about sage is it's got a natural preservative in it. And before refrigerators were invented, people used to dig pits and they used to go salt, sage, meat. And that's how they preserved their meat.
Really?
Yeah, they used to dry it. Yeah. And that's why it lands up in stuffing historically.
Huh. Jacob, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Royal Horticultural Society named Jacob McVicar the Ambassador for Health and Well-Being through Gardening. Now, in addition to her nursery, Jacob's Herb Farm, she's author of The Complete Herb Book. And if you're in the mood to cook with sage, head to the website and check out my recipe for wine-braised carrots with fried sage. You know where to go. SplendidTable.org.